In the princess from Princess Island's story, three things were happening at the same time. The dolphins were heading for Princess Island, and their intention was to put a ring of love all the way around the island by joining their bodies together in a huge, the biggest dolphin ring that had ever been made. And they were being led by the Queen of the Dolphins, who was really, really happy to be going back in the direction of Princess Island because she really missed the princess.
Yeah, even her.
Even she missed it, yeah. At the same time, an old man and an old woman were leaving their little house on a little island in the middle of Princess Island and getting into a little boat. And they had mixed feelings about life. But they were setting out to have what would prove to be an extraordinary day in their life. And the third thing that was going on at the same time is that the little princess was putting on some fresh clothes, changing into her outdoor clothes, decided that she was going to march all the way around the island, bringing the prince after her so that she could see how big the trouble was on the island. And there's one thing I don't want to tell you about.
Why? I want to know. Why?
The thing I don't want to tell you about is how the wicked, vicious, nasty, horrid, brutal queen was planning to exterminate the little princess.
No, please, can I hear, please?
I didn't want to tell you about how cruel the punishment that the prince, that the queen was planning. But the queen was so nasty, she had even taken a whole drink to make her more horrible this morning. And okay, that was all going on at the same time. Now, which one of those would you like to hear more about? So which one do you want? The love or the hate? The horrible or the beautiful? Which would you like best this morning?
Dolphin.
The love circle that the dolphins were going to put around the island. Well, the dolphins had never put a love circle around an island before. They had put them around other dolphins when they were getting married. They were used to making little circles when they had marriage feasts and celebrations among the dolphins, but they had never ever joined their tails and gone round a whole island. And in fact, they didn't think that they had enough dolphins to do it. So they put out special signals to other dolphins in the South Seas to come and join them. And soon the messages were going from dolphin colony to dolphin colony, and all the communities of dolphins in the South Pacific were gathering and approaching Princess Island. They all knew that on Princess Island there lived a horrid queen and a horrid king.
But Dad, you forgot all about the sharks. How are they going to get past the sharks?
Love conquers everything. Love conquers everything. The dolphins will get past the sharks. Dolphins had one helper. I don't know if you can remember who the critical person is who will help. The worm is right. The worm. And can you remember where the worm was last seen? And he was a shark, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So the worm was still a shark. Or at least that's what we think. But we'll see what the shark can do, because the dolphins had no fear. They knew that the power of love would conquer everything. And they weren't afraid of the sharks. They knew that they could slip away from them. And they thought that there were so many dolphins that the sharks would even get a fright. And if the sharks were anyway nasty, the sharks would swim away. But the sharks were not afraid either. The sharks were not afraid of dolphins, and they knew that they would never ever run away from dolphins. So as the dolphins got closer and closer to the island, the sharks made themselves into a very strong line. and they got ready to defend their island against what they thought was the attack of the dolphins.
So they put a ring of nasty.
Do you think that the sharks are nasty?
Yeah.
Oh no, the sharks were beautiful. The sharks were only defending their own territory because they wanted to have somewhere to live and to fish and to be happy sailing around the island.
They don't sail. When somebody tries to swim there, they got blocked. Remember when the princess dived in?
But she got away from them anyway. Okay, maybe the sharks can be a bit nasty sometimes, and they certainly have the fiercest teeth you've ever seen in your entire life. Do you have any...
Yes, but what about the worm shark? What about that shark? He has the sharpest teeth in the whole world.
He's the biggest one of all. He's the biggest shark of all. But the worm was no longer a big shark. The worm had changed shape once more. And had stopped being a shark. And had changed into...
A dolphin? To make one more love ring? To make another dolphin? And so they can make a love ring?
No. No. The worm had a better idea. The worm decided to change into a huge piece of seaweed. And came floating in. Nobody knew he was the worm. He made a huge piece of seaweed, and the seaweed tangled all the sharks up in it, so the sharks weren't able to twist and turn as quick as they usually could. The sharks were trapped in the seaweed made by the worm, because the worm made so much seaweed, you've never ever seen as much seaweed. That's it. That's exactly what happened. All the sharks were tied together. And they were led by the worm into a huge cave.
And that was very...
That was called Shark's Cave. And the worm gave them a bit of food to eat in there and said, "Now look, guys, you'll be happy in there. We've got love approaching the island. We want love to reach the island because the poor old island has no love at present." And the dolphins swam on. The dolphins approached the island slowly and steadily, and the number of dolphins grew and grew until there were more dolphins than were needed for going all the way round the island. And some of the dolphins went on in front. They went on ahead, and they found that there were no sharks in their way, only a bit of seaweed, and they paid no attention to the seaweed because they didn't know that the worm was really seaweed. And when they got to the island, they surrounded the island and they began to make a ring. And just as they were getting ready to touch with each other, something extraordinary happened on the island. And that is what I'm going to tell you in the next chapter of The Princess from Princess Island. Okay, I've had a special request to go on with a little bit more of the story. Why do you want me to go on with a bit more of the story, Grace? Why?
Because we didn't get to hear anything about the princess.
The princess? The princess who put on her boots? Her riding boots? Got hold of her crop? Got hold of her riding helmet? Strode straight out of the castle. Past all the guards. She had completely forgotten about the queen. She didn't even think of the queen, and she knew that she had hypnotized the king, and the king was no trouble anymore. She actually forgot about the queen, and that was the big mistake that she made. She was too confident, and she strode out, and she hopped onto the first horse that she saw, and she said, "Giddy up!" And she gave the horse a kick with both legs, and the horse jumped and went flying forward very, very quickly, and the princess was out of the castle, riding across the fields in front of the castle. When the attack came.
What attack?
There was an attack. 27 soldiers leapt out of the grass They had been waiting to ambush her, and they leapt forward with poisoned spears.
Why didn't she just jump?
She
jumped the horse? Jumped with the horse?
That's what she did with the first one. She jumped right over his head. She had such a strong horse. And then she jumped over another one. But there were too many of them. There were 27 of them, and they surrounded her. And they came close towards her with their pointed spears with poison on the tips.
I hope she's a good gymnastic or a good or a high jumper.
Yeah, that would help her to get away, wouldn't it? If she was a high jumper, she could jump over the spears. Well, I tell you what, we really will now have to wait until the next part of the story to find out what she did. Because if I tell you that none of those things would have worked, there were just too many soldiers. And the spears got closer and closer. And the princess knew that her last day had come. She knew that her chance of bringing love back to the island was nearly gone. When suddenly there was a crack of thunder and a lightning bolt crashed into the ground. And a voice came from the clouds. It was the voice of rain. And rain washed the poison away from the tops of the spears of the soldiers. So the tips of their spears could not kill the princess. They could only wound her. And then the sun came out, very, very hot sun, and the sun melted the spears. And the gods in the heaven intervened and saved the princess, because the little worm was their friend and called on them to help the little princess. And the little princess found herself surrounded by soldiers whose spears had melted and whose poison had dried up or washed away. And she was safe, and she knew it, and all the soldiers were quaking in their shoes. They were afraid of what this creature, who seemed to have magical powers, would do to them. To them, the princess was the most powerful creature they'd ever seen in their life, even more powerful than their evil queen. And they wanted to fight for her. They decided they wanted to join her and to join with her and get away from the horrible king and queen who had terrified them for so many years. And that's what happened next.